Blog Talk Radio.
Because you know what? I'm so happy to be here because last week we couldn't log in. So if you missed the show last week, it's because we weren't here. So just to let you know, hi, you are listening to The Download, and you're listening to Dalhouse Radio, and our show is The Download, and we talk about infidelity more than anything else. And you're talking with your host, Sierra Devi, and my beautiful co-host, Lou Elaine. How are you doing, darling?
I'm good. Hey, everybody.
It is so nice to finally be back on because I feel like I've been gone forever because, well, you weren't here last week, but we could not even log into the board or anything last week. We did not have a show last week.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. So. Somebody did tell me they had trouble trying to call in also. So maybe I guess that's why.
Yeah, that was exactly why. It was pretty bad, actually. So I got to apologize to everybody. But in saying that, I don't really need to apologize because it wasn't my fault. It was really all about the network. So I'm letting you know right now, it was not me. It was them. And you know how you go, it's not you. It's not me. It's you. Or it's not you. It's me. Okay, so I feel like I'm breaking up with someone right now. But, yeah, that was the issue. I had nothing to do with it. But the great thing about it is, and I just have to say this, is because you're the one who brought up this topic.
Mm-hmm.
So now, instead of carrying over to the next week, we get to speak on the topic that we're doing today with the person that brought it up in the first place, which I like.
That would be me.
That would be you. Okay, so I just want to let you all know here real quickly, and I want to make sure that it's there. But we do have a chat room. I'm pretty sure the chat room is up. Yeah, the chat room is up. And if you want to call in on a subject, and yeah, I'm getting some reverb back here, so because I have a new computer, so sorry about that, guys. But the chat room is up and it's live. So if you feel needed to call, if you have any quotes, anything that you want to say on the subject, you can log in the chat room for free. And honestly, you don't even have to use your real name. So don't feel like, you know, you're giving away any information because we don't know who you are. I will say who I see in the chat room, and that's about it. The other thing is, if you want to join the conversation, the number is 646-595-4038, and just press 1 to speak to us. So it's pretty easy. I think that's pretty easy, don't you think, Lola?
That is pretty easy.
I just want to say, you know, and I'm on a trip today, but you know how you men are. Some things aren't easy enough. something really simple.
You have to explain more than once sometimes.
You know what? You just made that point. Yes, I'm going to explain more than once. All you have to do is dial 646-595-4038 and press 1. If you don't press 1, I can't see you. Now, I'm not going to pick up your phone immediately, but I promise I will get to you before the end of the show. That is absolute promise. That is my plan for tonight, to reach every single person.
So, oh, my goodness. You better get started, huh?
I know. I do, don't I? You know, I'm looking at this. I'm trying to pull up the chat room right now, and I'm having a hard time pulling up the chat room. But I do see a couple of guests in our chat room, so I know you're there. So tonight's topic, for those who missed it last week, and, well, hell, we all missed it.
Yes.
Because we never got to speak on it. But for those of you who don't know what our topic is, our topic tonight is, what is worse, physically cheating or mentally cheating on someone? And I think that some people might actually need to know what that means. And quite honestly, Lola, I'm going to let you take that one away. What is the difference between physically cheating and just mentally cheating on someone?
Well, to me, if you're mentally...
What is your opinion?
In my opinion, when you're mentally cheating and you're spending time with someone and you're doing a lot of emotional things, not so much as just having sex and sending her home or you going home, it's the holding hands, the passionate kisses.
Actually, I said that wrong. I said mentally cheating. I meant emotionally cheating.
Emotional.
You're right. I said it wrong. Emotionally cheating or physically cheating, they're two different types of cheating. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. I won't let you go on.
Yeah. You know, being very comfortable in more ways than one, a lot of conversation, pillow talking, the things that you would do with your significant other, like I said, kissing, holding hands, just spending time together, not an hour, maybe a weekend. Making someone feel special, making somebody feel more than what they are. I mean, they might
like
be
making
more
someone
than
feel like they're the only girl in the world.
I mean, she
I
might be more than what she should be. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
Neither one of them are good, but that's really not good, because when you make somebody feel more than what they should, you know, then you're getting into, like, that slippery slope where things can go wrong. That's when you're going to have her trying to find out your wife's phone number, calling, you know, on the Internet, trying to find out your address.
That's when you end up on a show called Snapped.
Yeah.
I just want to say that's when, I mean, do you agree with me? That's when you end up on a show called Snapped.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. That's when you get it's dangerous.
So,
especially if it's a game that you're playing and you're not really serious.
Yeah.
Really,
I mean, I would actually go so far as to say, guys, be careful who you say you love to. Because to some people, it means a whole lot more than it does the others. And that might get you killed. Depending on what you're up to.
Yeah, I agree. It's kind of, I think some guys feel like that they have to play game with the girls in order to get what they want. And most of the time, if you're honest with a girl, if she really wants to sleep with you, she's going to do it regardless. But I think guys, for some reason, you know that saying, you don't have to lie to kick it. Guys feel like they have to lie to kick it, and no matter how much you say that to them, they still do it. They think they have to play this game in order to really get what they want. I don't know why they think that, because a lot of times, the day we live in now, some girls, they don't really care if you're married. They don't really care if you have a girlfriend. If they want to have sex with you, they'll do it anyway.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that, because, I mean, even I felt that way. I'm like, you know, I don't really care. That is not, it's all about sex. And I think I know a lot of people think that maybe it's because, hey, you're a porn star, so you think in a different way. But no, we're all about, if we just want to have sex with you, we just want to have sex with you. But don't be going into that role where you're like, oh, you're the most amazing girl I've ever met in my entire life kind of thing. Because then my mind is going to a whole different level.
Mm-hmm.
And
my mind is going to a whole different
level. See, look at the reverb. But you can hear it once you get the reverb. The reverb is that we're gonna see. This is what happens when you get a whole new computer, and you have to figure out how to work it out. But we got it. We got it. See, there we go. New computers. But I think that it's, you know, you have to really consider these things when you're thinking about, especially when you're thinking when you're having an affair. You really have to consider these things when you're having an affair, because you know what? It can ruin your it can ruin your entire life, the small things that you've done. And you haven't figured out why this small thing that you've done went from having a good time to ruining your entire life for the next 20 years.
That's
well,
true.
20 years if you had kids. So you have to think about these things.
That's true. And a lot of guys, they, you know, I don't know what's going on at home. I don't want to judge wives or girlfriends, but I know that there's a lot of men that just want to see someone just to talk, just to have a conversation, just to get some things off of their chest, some things that they should definitely be talking to their significant other about. And if I was
mm-hmm.
that person, significant other, I would be very pissed off if I found out my husband or boyfriend was spilling his guts to an escort. It's that he's looking at her like a therapist, you know, not that he's just having sex with her.
The weird thing is that, and as you say that, and I wasn't even thinking about that when I came up with this topic, is that most guys, when they're with an escort, and, you know, a lot of guys, you laugh at this and you go, oh, there's no guy who goes to an escort just to talk to her. Oh, yeah, it happens way more often than you think. And actually, I think that's way worse. When you're talking about what's going on with you to somebody, someone else, I think that's absolutely way worse.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're just wanting to spend time with someone. I think that's just way worse than you just screwing her and getting over with and not even, like, you know, and not saying this is a good thing. But I'd be, maybe it's my background, but I'd be a lot happier with my man screwing some woman and forgetting her name and not even remember a thing about her, he just went and screwed somebody, than him spending every week with her, talking to her and taking her out to dinner and spending actual time with this person. Because now you're dating this person, and then that's the difference between dating and screwing somebody. And that would piss me off.
Yeah, I would be pissed off also. I agree, definitely. That's way worse.
That would just piss me off. So,
yeah.
If you all don't know, I know you're looking for the chat room. I'm sorry. If you hear me being a little bit quiet here, I'm trying to pull up the chat room, and I'm having a little bit of problems. And I'm trying to get it together here because I'm usually a little bit more together than this. And, oh, there it is. And I thought I had it up like 20 minutes ago, but I didn't. So, but it's up now. So there you are. So feel free, if you don't want to call in, feel free to use and I hate saying this word because I'm not very good at it, but anonymous. Use an anonymous name. Log in the chat room. The chat room is free. As a matter of fact, we have a guest in there right now, and I want to say hello to you. And we have someone I haven't seen before, Sirius X1 and Guest 8176 and Guest 817. See, you don't have to use the name. And we are definitely wanting to hear your conversation, and we're definitely going to get to every – my plan tonight is try to answer every single call that comes in. That is my goal for tonight. So I guess I better eventually start, huh?
mm-hmm.
With everyone I'm seeing. But at the same time, we have indie artists that at least one we have to put on because they need to be heard. So I have to say this to you all. I love this conversation. I don't know if anyone was on my phone. Did you? I was actually, when I was talking to you, Lola, when I was talking to you earlier, I was actually typing up my article. And because this is something that really does, I think a lot of times, emotionally cheating and physically cheating is a huge separation between men and women.
Yes.
And what is worse. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying one is not wrong and one isn't. I'm saying they're both wrong, but which is worse? Because I think in a woman's eyes, emotionally cheating is way worse than you physically cheating with someone else. I mean, I can actually forgive you having a one-night stand. But I can't forgive you spending days and weeks and taking some girls to the movies and spending time. I can't forgive that. You should be dating
her. On vacation, taking her on a weekend vacation. Not those
yeah,
things.
Vacations, weekends. Yeah, I can't forgive that.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that is just way worse.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's a lot of men out there because I say, go ahead.
No, I agree. It's bad. I would feel like shit just knowing. I don't know. I would start blaming myself. What's the matter with me? What did I do? All those things would come up if I was that woman that my husband or boyfriend did that to. And so that would really make me feel fucked up. Just knowing
actually,
that
you just brought
that
up something I didn't even bring up, but you're absolutely right because we as women, we do that. We think that when a man has cheated on us, especially in an emotional way, what did we do wrong? Am I not opening up to him enough? Am I not doing these things with him that he has? He has to get this kind of thing from somewhere else, but he still feels need to spend time with me. You know, what am I doing that is so wrong, or what am I lacking that is so wrong? Which it may not be that at all. You know,
yeah.
Or it may be that. I'm not saying it isn't that, because sometimes it is.
Yeah, because
sometimes they just need to move on.
Sometimes guys have sex just because they have, or they cheat on a woman sexually just because they have an opportunity to. It doesn't matter how his wife or girlfriend is performing at home. She's not doing things that he may want. But a lot of times guys just do it just because they can. Now, if you're having a conversation, a personal, deep, intimate conversation with somebody, is it that I'm not listening, or you don't feel like I'm hearing you, or, you know, then it, you really start to blame yourself. Are you, you know, I would think.
And I'm
going to
honestly
really
say, and I hear what you're saying, like guys do that because, but, you know, girls do that too. Y'all don't think that we don't think the same way you do. Well, at least I know I do. I think the same way most guys do. Sometimes it's just because the opportunity came up and I was in another city and I was feeling horny at that moment. Now, you know, damn, I kind of, you know, had too much to drink that night and that was it. And you'll be like, well, do you love him more than you love me? I don't even know his freaking name, dude. So I have no idea what his name was. It was just an opportunity, and I fucked up, okay? So don't think that men are the only people who do these things. We as women, we do it. We just hide it better than you all do. And
that's
the honest truth. We hide it better. But don't think we don't think the same way. Okay, guys, I've given you a few things. Oh, my God, I feel so bad. We have given you a few things to think about. We've given you all types of views here. And now I'm curious to hear what you have to say. But before we get to what you have to say, we're just going to take a little bit of music break. And as soon as we come back from the music break, I'm going to start answering calls because I'm very curious to hear what you all have to say. And on that note, we have here a song called Mirage by Sheree Lurie, and I can't wait to play it, so I'm going to play it right now. Here we go.
He told me I can get it.
Oh, You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out all about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily on the Dollhouse Radio website or the Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. We are home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, if you're interested in getting your music in rotation on Dollhouse Radio, email your submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promo photo, and your music in MP3 format, or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at briandollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Audrey Joelle, Takara Hamilton, Spliff Star, Griffith the One, Lone Star J, Feta, and Heroin. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Guys, welcome back to the Down Low, and we are here live. And, you know, if you want to join the conversation, it is really, really easy. All you have to do is put your fingers through the walking. All you have to do is call 646-595-4038. And trust me, you'll be on my list, and I will let you join in. Or if you don't want to call live, all you have to do is join the live chat room, and I happen to be in the chat room, too, at the same time. But you're here with me, and I'm Sierra Devi, and with my lovely, lovely, most beautiful host, Lola Lane.
Thank you.
I just did that whole thing. I can't believe I just did that whole thing. You know, my screen just went, like, super large. I'm not going to lie. And maybe it just knows that I'm a little bit older or something, so it was getting large, so I wouldn't have to put my glasses on or something. I don't know. Anyway, so we are talking today about emotionally cheating and physically cheating, because they are really two completely different things. But, and I have to say this, and I'm sorry to everyone, I have to say two things now that I'm looking at this. Sorry, I spelled conversation wrong for everyone out there. I can spell. I forgot the N, but I was on a different computer and I didn't spell. I'm going to give a shout out to everybody on Periscope. But also, I want to say that emotionally cheating and physically cheating is two different things, and we both agree on that, correct?
Correct.
We all know what physically cheating is. And I think a lot of men don't know what emotionally cheating is, and it doesn't involve anything physically at all. But when you start spending time with someone and sharing, I like to go as far as going sharing your hopes and your dreams and your emotions with someone else besides your significant other. That hurts just as much. Actually, I think it hurts more personally. I think it cuts heart a lot more.
Yeah, way more disrespectful.
Yeah, I think it's way more. So we are going to, I think we should take a caller. What do you think? I think we should take a caller.
Yeah.
I think we take a caller. So we're going to start off with a caller, and I'm just looking at our list here. We're going to start for a caller. I'm going to start from the middle. A lot of times I start from the top and go bottom, and then I go from the bottom and go up. But I'm just going to start straight from the middle, and I'm going to get – but I am going to get to everyone, so don't think I'm not going to get to you. If you're calling in, I am going to get to you. So let's start with caller 708-560. 708-560, are you there?
Yes, hello. Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
Yeah, you know, I know you're not a first-time caller, and you are a long-time listener, but you can you tell us your name so everyone knows who we're talking to?
All right, this is Adrian from Chicago. How are you doing tonight Sarah.
Hi from
and Lola.
Chicago. It's nice to hear your voice again. It's been a while.
Yes, it's been a couple of weeks, yeah.
it's been a few weeks. It has.
Yeah,
so tell me, what do you think about our topic tonight?
Oh, that is a tricky subject.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of deep, don't you think?
Yeah. It's almost like a physical betrayal and an emotional betrayal. Basically, how I see it, you're with somebody, you form a relationship. That person is your confidant, the person
mm-hmm.
that you just share your time with, and to spend it with somebody else, and like they don't know you. You have a side of yourself that they don't
True.
Know about.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
that is a, it is, I'm, it's part of my language, but it's a big clusterfuck to hear that.
You said it right.
Yeah.
You have to blame Lola for, she's the one that came up with the topic. She brought it up, and I was like, that's a really good topic.
There are times,
like
some people.
Wow, why didn't I think of that? That is like amazing.
Yeah.
But you're right,
yeah.
It's a cluster.
It is a cluster jam, like that you're sharing all this information about another relationship with someone else that's not your partner, and they find out about it, and that's also a sign of betrayal, like this is something, and if they are not discussing it, it's one thing that all communication completely stops between two people, and they're emotionally distant, so I could probably see why some folks go to another, but then again, everybody's different.
Yeah.
Everybody's different. There are some that can be in a relationship and or cannot function without being in a relationship with somebody. If they go date somebody and then they go on to the next person, and there are others that just say, hey, I just need some space to myself and just try to function. But mm-hmm. yeah, some people say like, oh, he better not cheat on me, I will snap and don't know what to do. So it's either physical or emotional. It depends on the individual.
Yeah, that's true.
It really depends on the individual, and
individual, and also depends on what type of relationship that you have with that individual. Because a lot of people don't realize some relationships are a little more lenient than others. You know. So.
Yeah. And I've been catching on like some on Twitter or posts of some women that don't want a guy that's faithful. Like they crave the drama. Some folks crave the drama. Try to mess with my friends, cheat on me, do something, because like being a monogamous relationship is boring to them.
You're happy. I think some people do crave drama. I've never been a girl that craves drama. I hate drama.
I'm not into the drama.
I'm not into drama at all. Especially when it comes to my relationship. I need it to be as boring and as bland as possible. In the end, it's all about sex, baby. So, and you taking care of me and me taking care of you. But
I said it before on the show with my significant other, well, my ex, and I've always made sure it was like we were traveling or the person would be somebody we would never see again, and we've had a good time with that. But as far as and just going out on your own and you trying to, it's different. But I'm not approved in the relationship at all. You know, I'm all for the fun. But with me, you know, as long as I'm there, you start with me and you finish with me. I'm that type of girl.
I heard like Hollywood rumors, like some wife of either a basketball player or an actor. They said like, I don't care if you go fuck that bitch, but don't bring her here in this house. That's like the rule. You don't have to know her name. You just make sure you're back here.
I have to admit, I'm like that. I'm like, I don't care what you do outside, but if you bring that bitch back to my bed, then it's on, unless I'm sharing her with you. So
and then like, she has you, if you understand like who that person is and set the ground rules, hey, all's fair, but you know, like
it's okay with Miss Margarita or whatever when we're on like, you know, vacation, because then, you know, we never have to see that girl again and she's not going to come in our relationship, because every once in a while you have to play. But that's a whole nother thing. But yeah, you have to set the ground rules. I agree with that. There should be ground rules, and once the ground rules are set, they cannot be crossed.
That's true. I don't know.
That is so true. Well, Chicago, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah,
and
you
know
it's always been a pleasure.
You know how much we love when you call in.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate calling in and hearing your input. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for your input. And you know what? You gotta call in more often, or we have to be here more often. But and then now, okay. So we have to take another caller. We have a caller. Ooh, we have another. We have another Chicago caller, I believe, because it's 708 again. 708-207. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, Lola and Sierra.
Hello. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. How are you, ladies?
Good.
We're doing fine. Can you tell everybody who we're talking to?
Oh, you're talking to Nathan from the cornfields of Chicago.
Cornfields of Chicago. You know, I already knew who we were talking to. I just wanted everyone else to know.
Oh, there are
cornfields. So don't even play that.
There are cornfields out here where I live. I live in the south far. Well, I only live about 35 or 40 miles southwest of Chicago, but there are cornfields out here.
Wow.
But too far into the. I've never seen a cornfield, so.
What do you think
on our subject?
Emotional TV. What do you think?
Oh, it's. Yeah, but it's pretty peaceful most of the time. Like I probably could have gone to see the NWA movie tonight. There probably wouldn't have been any guards at the theater I would have went to. Even though there's black people out here.
What do you think about the emotional cheating?
Well, I've talked about this at various times on different shows. You all have heard me discuss my situation, which really isn't a situation anymore. But I shouldn't say that. But anyway, like, you know, it's life, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hey, I changed my photo pictures and all of that, and I kind of talked a little bit. I kind of tweeted a couple of things earlier today, but there's nobody in the picture but me now. Literally and figuratively. But as far as the emotional cheating goes, there's different levels. Now, you talked about, I think you all were talking a little bit earlier about going on vacations and weekends with somebody, and that being emotional. It could be, but to me, that's kind of like a slippery slope, because if you're spending weekends, you're going on trips.
I think you're physically cheating. By the time you're
that's kind of
thing.
Eventually or later, you're going to wind up, it may not start out that way, but if you're going on rendezvous and whatever you want to call it, weekends, spending that kind of time with somebody, eventually that's going to cross over into physical, I think.
Oh, yeah, they're doing both when they do that. It's not just emotional, but
I mean, it might start because
it's definite, but sometimes when you start spending too much time, then you get into start having those personal conversations and all that kind of stuff.
Now, with my particular situation that I have or had, this person that I mean, I probably wouldn't do it with anybody else, but it's my ex. And, you know, I've talked about this before. And she and I are close, and, you know, we're each other's best friends. So, yeah, we do talk a lot. It doesn't get sexual, but we're really close. You know, we do go out for dinner on occasion. We did, and we still do, and we always will. She took me out for dinner for my birthday, and we spend that kind of time together. I mean, we would never go away and spend the weekend together, you know, and, you know, go on some kind of little quick, what they want to call it, getaway, something like that. We would never do that, but yeah, we are friends. Truly friends now. And yes, we do talk to each other about, you know, personal situations. And I think people, aside from serial cheaters, I think people cheat, whether it's emotional or physical, because they're looking or they're trying to get something that they're not getting in their primary relationship or their relationship with their significant other, wife, or their spouse or their boyfriend or girlfriend.
Completely agree with it.
I think that
most people cheat because they're not getting something physically or emotionally. They're not getting home, and I think sometimes emotional cheating is because they're not talking to that person about what they're not getting physically or emotionally at home.
Well, I tried. I mean.
Once you try, then you go to physically doing it. You're like, okay,
I didn't,
you know,
physically.
What?
It wasn't a physical thing, you know, but it was something where it was hard to talk to this person and that person. And I just always connected to my ex. We still have that emotional connection, that I can't think of the word, intellectual connection.
But
you know,
don't you think, Nathan, that your girlfriend would be, your, if you have one, your girlfriend would be upset if she knew you were still having these deep conversations with your ex because you guys are intellectually compatible? But don't you think that your girlfriend
she knew that person was still in the picture when she was still in the picture,
you know,
and she knew I was friends with her, just like she knows who you guys are.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
She had a name for you guys that I won't repeat, but anyway.
So she knew already. Okay.
She knew of her. They never met. Mm-hmm. Not that I knew of anyway, but she did know of her. She didn't know, I don't, of our conversations and how often we talk. You know, when we talk, and, you know, I didn't tell her that she took me out for my birthday. You know, and yes, we do hug, and that's as far as it goes. And we, you know, saying our goodbyes, it does wind up in a hug. And she tripped me out when she told me, and I know there's different kinds of love. You know, you have the love of a friend and the love you have for your sibling. You have the love you have for your parents, hopefully. You know, you have different levels of love. And she told me she loved me. And I didn't take it any other way than what I knew what she meant. I didn't, you know, it wasn't like she still loves me in this romantic love. It's just, I can't think of the word now. But anyway, there's a different kind of love. It's not romantic. It's a bit more than a friendship. But anyway, so yeah, we hug and we don't kiss, but we hug. She might kiss me on the cheek or something like that. But I mean, it's not, you know, anything that you might see on TV where, you know, it's kissing on the lips or anything like that, French kissing or anything like that.
Yeah, it's emotional. It's emotional.
So, yeah, it's emotional. It was emotional. It's not anymore. But it was emotional cheating because I'm not in a relationship anymore.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was emotional cheating. I wouldn't have done that with anybody else, I don't think. You know, have been that close to anybody. And it's probably only because we were ex-significant others that we were as close as we were and remained that close. as we are. I couldn't see myself talking
having
to
somebody
else.
Having your cake and eat it. See here. And you're kind of having your cake and eating it, too. Because, you know, I have to honestly say, you know, once I break up with one, I'm not necessarily friends with the other. You were kind of having your cake and eating it, too, you know.
Well, now, as far as the one that is no, I'm kind of just fading to black if it hasn't already. I can't see I can't see she and I even talking anymore. Okay.
I would just if I found out my man was still friends and talking to someone he used to sleep with, it's over if you want to still be with me. I'm just going to say that.
But if that's all we're doing is talking, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Now this is something. But now this is something that she told me when we first started dating 4 years ago. I don't care who you talk to.
I don't care how long it was ago, but once I start getting serious about you, there's no ifs, ands, or buts.
No, she claimed she didn't care that I could talk. She claimed I could talk to and talk, and I mean I'm putting talk in bold letters in quotation marks. I could talk to whoever I wanted to. I just don't want you sticking your dick. And this is what she said, quote unquote. And said, I don't want you sticking your dick in nobody else.
That might work for her. Some people don't really have a problem with that. There's women that don't have a problem with that. But I would feel some type of way.
I'm gonna feel some way. And you're doing me wrong because I'm also one of those people who I have broken up with a lot of people, and we are still friends. But once I start dating someone else, I will not talk to you anymore. And I will be like, oh, why are you still calling me? We're friends. We're cool. And when I say we're cool, I mean I don't hate you. But you don't need to be calling me anymore. My phone should not be in your list. But, Nathan, you are so cool. I have to say. But
thank you.
No, I'm just saying that once we're done, my phone ain't in there. It doesn't mean I hate you or anything, but and I it's not that I don't love you and I care about you, but you can't call me when you need help anymore. You need to call your nearest family member now. I'm not on that list.
And I'm gonna be honest with you. Normally with me, it's like that.
Uh-huh.
Normally with me, it's like that, and it usually is like that, but with this particular person, and I know you got to move on, but we still call each other by our pet names. This is kind of where the bear. Well, Yogi.
Love there. You are not acknowledging, and a new girlfriend is gonna be like a new girlfriend is trying to be serious and be like, whoa.
Now she doesn't know. Now the new, if I get a new one,
let me find this. Don't let me start you telling me because this is gonna make it so much worse. And that would be emotionally cheating. That would be the equivalent of emotionally cheating on me.
Now that was our little secret. Except, I've just said it on the air. I never said that before. Yeah, she and I still call each other by our pet names, Yogi and Chinky.
I know.
The bears.
I think a lot of men don't realize what we think is emotionally cheating is cheating, and they don't even understand it, and they're looking at us like a deer in headlights. What? Oh, my God, no, I didn't do anything with that. But, you know, there's certain little tiny things in that for me as a girl and as a
you
girlfriend
like
a bit much.
Yeah.
I can see that. And if I ever get in another relationship, you know, I might have to, that would be something I keep to myself. And no, I might not talk to Cindy as much as I do a bit about the situations that I was having with the person that I was dating now.
Uh-huh.
I think I would probably, you know, keep it to myself or maybe go to the download and post it. But no, I think that if
we have a whole, where you can come and be anonymous and talk about your problems and your things, and we will give you our opinions and everything you need to know. And it's just complete. And I might not even be the person that gives you the opinion. But we have a whole side to this. Downloadlive.com. I know.
Future,
look at me.
In the future, if I ever get into another serious relationship, though, I might treat it a little bit differently. But that was not the reason that this relationship ended. It was on a totally different, whole bunch of other different reasons that had nothing to do with my friendship.
Following your relationship, I know. Look, the stars have said that that has nothing to do with why this relationship ended, because I have been following. The stars have been following you, honey. Stars have been following you. I see it, and I see a new girl in your future.
Time
will
tell.
I just wasn't ready for you.
Time will tell if that happens or not. You know, I'm not gonna go on the rebound after 4 years. I need a break from a serious relationship. I can just see my friend now go to dinner and stuff like that and be happy.
I agree.
Honey, I hate to say this, but we gotta let you go, because you know what? I promised I was gonna get to everyone tonight.
Yeah, you did, and I don't want to be the reason that you don't.
Okay, Nathan, thank you.
All right.
I do love you, because you're always so interesting. I really do. I'm gonna let you go, but thank you so much for calling in.
All right,
I really
welcome.
Do mean that.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. We have, you know, I'd like to, you know, say something on that one, but you know what? We have another caller. And let me see, where are we going? Okay, my mind says 405. 405-365, are you there?
I am here, Sierra.
Hello? Who am I
How
speaking
are
with?
You? This is Greg Stuber.
Hi, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome.
It's so nice for you to call in.
Oh, I was dying to call in last week, but we seem to have...
We had technical difficulties. I'm not even being funny. We literally had technical difficulties.
Trust me,
you
I know.
You didn't use that as an excuse, right? It was not an excuse. I swear to God, we had technical difficulties. But I'm curious to hear what you have to say today.
Oh, trust me, I read everything last week. It's like, oh, no, you got to be kidding me.
I know.
It's like, okay, I'll go ahead and wait another week.
Oh.
Please. All right, now, emotional and physical.
Mm-hmm.
Emotional would be... what I would classify as, no offense to the last Chicago person they called in. Physical,
I'm sorry, say that again.
He said no offense.
No offense to the last Chicago person they called in. Emotional as far as his feelings.
Okay. We want to hear what you think. Because everyone has a different opinion, and everyone feels different on this. This is one of those topics where no one is going to be right, just to let you know. No one's going to be right on this topic.
No. I mean, physical, hey, I have fuck buddies. Now,
I love fuck buddy.
Oh, big time. Now, the thing is, when emotion sets in on a fuck buddy, that fuck buddy is gone.
Oh, okay.
Because they are wanting more than a physical relationship,
mm-hmm.
more than what I actually want to give them.
Oh, okay.
You don't let it linger on or play the games. That's it. That you just cut it off. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's like, hey, we are satisfied.
A relationship has become an emotional relationship that you didn't want. Is that what we're saying?
I mean, a emotional one would be, hey, I'm still young enough. I would like to have a kid. And it's like, okay, well, yeah, bye bye.
Whoa.
That's the end of that.
Plot. Whoa. See, my answer would be that I don't see a ring on my finger yet. But
she's saying that she would like to have a child. So once she says that, he's out of there. Not him, her.
That's scary.
Yeah. I mean, if you want a ring on your finger, it's like, yeah, okay, well, I'm happy with you. You satisfy me. I satisfy you. Okay, well, that's a good step in continuing a more emotional relationship.
Mhm. Well, yeah, so, you know, I have to say this, and I think it becomes of women of a certain age, and because I am a woman of a certain age, so I'm not down anyone because I am a woman of a certain age. We get to that point where we go, okay, look, and actually, I'm a woman of a certain age. I'm beyond that point where I can go, let's have children. But right before that, you're like, when you haven't already had them, you go, oh, well, if I'm going to get into a relationship, then I need to have children and get married. And sometimes it's all, it's breeding or whatever else. I can't even think of the right word of what it is. And that is, and you, once you have, like, really, really good sex with someone for a while, you start to think these stupid things.
Yeah.
You're thinking, hey, you know, I'm of a certain age, I'm getting old. Fortunately for me, I'm past that, so I don't have to think about that anymore. So, I'm not going to lie, I'm past that now. I just recently passed that mark, so I don't think about it anymore. But when you're a woman of a certain age, you go, well, we've been fucking for a long time, and I'm not going to find another guy who fucks me like this. Maybe we should have children and get married. That's a stupid reason to get married.
Bingo.
I'm just saying. It's a stupid reason to get married. And I know there's women out there who are listening to me right now and go, no, 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 but I'm serious. When you get over a certain age, I just don't want to call them out like that. It's a stupid reason to get married. It really is, because you're just hanging on to straws.
But a lot
and
of
why
time,
not just enjoy the freaking sex?
Because
that's sex.
Yeah.
What you think is, like, say, for instance, before my girlfriend said she was dating this guy for a very long time, and she considered him, when they got into a real serious argument, the first thing he said was, I never asked you to be my girlfriend. But they're dating for more than a year, or she feels, you know, he's been in her life. So a lot of times we make
the
decisions.
After a certain time, whether he wanted to be her girlfriend or not, he was his boyfriend, boyfriend, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm
getting it all discombobulated here. But you know what, there's a point, there's about 3 months, and honestly, this is for all women and all men, and I truly believe this. You have about 3 months to establish what you are. If you don't establish it, then you're nothing. You sit down and you go, hey, this is what we are. We're either dating or we're just fucking around. It's okay to just be fucking around, especially after you're after a certain age. We're just fucking around. We're just friends with benefits. It's no biggie. But you need to sit down and have that.
We're just dating. We're just fucking around. Or are you my boyfriend or are you my girlfriend and we're dating? You know, all those things need to be established.
Right.
Some people's idea of what a relationship is different from yours. So I think that's a lot of times our guys
for
get caught
a year
up.
Or 2 years, then you're just the hoe on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
not trying to be mean, but you're just the hoe on the side. And it's okay. Sometimes it's fun being a hoe on the side. But if you haven't established where we are in a year or so, you're the hoe on the side.
I agree. I definitely agree.
If you are dating a guy or a woman for a year, you're getting going out to movies, dinner, and all this, but yet you are still fucking, okay, well, it's a borderline
not a relationship.
Girlfriend, boyfriend. Now, thing is, does he or she call you the other half? If not, I mean, basically, if the man or the woman introduces you to other friends of the opposite sex. If not, no, because you are a fuck buddy.
Yes, you are a fuck buddy, and you need to understand that you're... And there's nothing wrong with being a fuck buddy. There's absolutely nothing wrong with being a fuck buddy.
No, I just think it's established. And
you should know that you are.
Exactly. You should know that you are.
So, why get emotionally upset because
that's
what he or she is portraying to you and to others. But when the other thinks, oh, I'm not a fuck buddy, oh, I'm his girlfriend or boyfriend type deal. And it's like, no,
it's,
you just got laid.
I have to say this. This is why you need to establish that so soon. Because if you are still doing that a long time, in months or weeks or whatever, years into that, excuse me one moment, pardon me. If you're still doing that, then you are definitely one of other girlfriends. And don't think that you aren't. There are other people there.
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty others. So you need to establish where you are in the hierarchy. And you have to state it and claim it. I mean, hell, even dogs piss on their... even cats piss where they when they claim. So you need to claim it. You got to claim it. If you can't claim it, it ain't yours. If you don't claim it immediately, it ain't yours. And don't even bitch about it. It ain't yours. And that's my thoughts on it.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I
hate to be so blunt about it, but if you don't claim it in the beginning, it ain't yours. And if you don't put a ring on it in the first, like, what, I say, I give you 3 years to put a ring on it, then it probably ain't yours either, too. It's time for you to move on. But that's just my feeling.
No,
I'm the runaway bride, so I can't really talk about that one. I am the serious runaway bride.
Hey, I mean, that is a very legitimate case. I mean, you know, as long as you're going to go ahead and take me out, okay, fine. We're going to go to movies, dinners, and, you know, the old school way.
Yeah, when the guys are taking dinners, be like, okay, so we're dating, right? And I mean, we're going to have, it's an easy conversation. It takes like 5 seconds. So we're dating, right? And then where your attentions are going to go takes about another 5 minutes. That's about it. And then you know where your life is going to go. Honey, thank you so much for calling in.
You're great.
And you really, like, really pointed out some serious stuff here. Oh, my gosh.
But I do have one more. Please, let me have just one last one. Women, please, when you see a guy, doesn't matter if you are sexually attracted to him or anything else, please, on the first date or whatever. Do not fuck him.
Why? Because I always do to make sure if I want to have a second date.
I'll put it this way.
I'm serious. I do it to determine if I want a second date. Because, I mean, I'm not going to put that much time into somebody who's bad in bed. Or not. Or ends up
I mean, that's true. But on the very first meeting and date, whatever, I'm sorry, disagree with me, but do not fuck the guy. Because, guess what?
I'm with you on this. Just, do not fuck the guy if you're looking for a relationship.
Just a fuck buddy.
Because he's going to be your fuck buddy from then. He will never be a relationship. He will always be a fuck buddy. I absolutely agree with you. Yeah. I agree with you. You fucking want a second date.
Now, second date, okay. It takes more work. Then, you have my interest.
The second date.
You on the second date and she's still a fuck buddy. That's what you say. You like, Rick. Fuck buddy.
Second, third, fourth, fifth, night. Ooh.
Oh my God, you made me think
you're gonna be a long term fuck buddy if you fuck him on the second
date. Right now. I've just laughed. My cheeks hurt. Oh, I'm verklempt. I'm verklempt.
Crazy.
Gosh. Darling, thank you so much for calling in. And you know what? Your advice is absolutely correct and awesome.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, girls. Appreciate
bye-bye.
It.
Thank
love
you.
You.
And I hope you're again.
Love ya.
Oh my God. I'm not gonna lie. I am I know we're going over, guys, and we gotta stop doing this. We gotta stop going over. But we're gonna take one more call. We're taking one last call. And then we're done for tonight. And I've just laughed so hard. My stomach muscles are seriously hurting. Okay, we have one last call. 352-205. Are you there? 352-205?
Yes, I'm here. Sierra and Lola Lane, missed you all last week.
Hi.
How are you two lovely ladies doing tonight?
We're good.
Awesome. I can't believe that you hung out with us tonight after last week that we didn't come on a show. So it's so great that you're back here with us.
That's okay. It's not your fault. Y'all had technical difficulties. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
This is, as always, this is Joseph Tanner from Leesburg, Florida, calling.
Hey, Joseph.
Hey, Joseph. Tell me it's warm and beautiful down there because we almost had fall weather up.
Well, I wish I could say it, but to me, it's hot. It's damn hot.
Damn hot. I love damn hot.
As far as your topic goes, I think it's kind of both a dangerous a combination the emotional.
It can be dangerous. I think that sometimes when you're emotionally or physically cheated on, leads to like shotguns and
the emotional first, crying and rage, and then if you're like an astronaut, end up hunting down the person your spouse is cheating on with a gun and wearing adult diapers while going to shoot or assault the person that your spouse is cheating on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope no one I've ever dated owns an assault rifle, so. Because I don't know how to shoot a gun, so.
I did have a guy tell me before if he figured out what to do with he's one of those guys that was getting emotionally it's right away, and I'm like, Greg, like, I run from that. If I'm not feeling you like that, I will shut it down. But he actually told me if he figured out what to do with his wife, would I marry him? And I'm, excuse me? No, don't figure out what
no,
to do.
No, really?
With your
wife. Oh, yes. My God. Are you serious?
I'm serious. If I figure
that's
out.
That's Ricky. Did you wait for to see him on the news or something afterwards?
Uh-huh. No, I heard, afterwards, when we stopped talking, I heard other strange things about him that let me know that he's a psychopath. And, yeah, if he figured out what to do with the wife, will I marry him? Hell no. Don't figure out nothing to do with your wife. I'm out of here.
Okay, that's the story of the evening.
great.
I'm sorry, but that is, oh, my God, wow.
In case I forget, a great topic you chose tonight, Lola. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah,
it was all Lola. Jesus topic.
And it's good to hear both of your lovely voices again.
Thank you, Joseph.
You're welcome. You all have a good night. Sweet dreams to you both.
You thank
too.
You so much for calling in. You know how much we love it when you call in.
Thanks.
I think I lost him.
Uh-oh.
I lost him. Okay, that was weird.
Okay.
You know what? Oh, my gosh. I think we have one more caller. We're going to just take one more caller, and then we're going to take one more caller, and then we're going to sign out because we're, like, 8 minutes over. So, 757-256, are you there?
How you doing? Lola and Sierra.
How are you doing, damn it?
All right. Dietrich, why do you keep messing my name? No. How you doing?
I didn't even say your name. See? Oh, my God. I didn't even say your name.
Okay.
Hi, Dietrich. How you
doing? How you doing?
Oh,
I'm out here.
Are you
going to
say hi to Lola, too?
Hi, Lola. I don't see her. Oh, question. I don't hear from that much. So, yeah, hi, Lola.
I know. I totally messed up. I put out a lot of evidence since I retweeted, and I'm sorry. And I'm surprised Lola hasn't cussed me out already. But, yeah, Lola's here with me. I love it when Lola's here with me. What do you think of this conversation?
Oh, I heard like probably the last probably 20 minutes of it, so I could just come out here in California. My friend getting married, so I had to wait from the bachelor party.
Oh, yeah, my neck of the woods, huh?
Yeah,
Santa Monica. The other side of the world, or
oh,
other side of the United States.
I'm in the Santa Monica area right now.
Santa
Monica.
Don't say that, because I'm going to start asking questions off of it.
Yeah, you know he's a little beat, so we know, me and Lola, we both know Santa Monica.
Oh. Well, like I said, I'll be out here till Sunday, so.
Whether or not, I'll be out here till...
Oh. Yeah, it's nice. I mean, people out here are kind of friendly, so I don't be staring at y'all all the damn time, but I don't believe the hype. I'm just saying. I'm here till Monday, so we'll see.
Lord, man.
That's funny. But,
our topic is, what do you think is worse, emotionally cheating or physically cheating?
It actually depends on the individual. I mean, my personal opinion, because it depends on how secure that person is. Because you would think physical is the worst, but at the same time, you know, mental could be even worse because it sticks with that person.
Mm-hmm.
If they get cheated on mentally by somebody, because it carries over to the next relationship they might have because they have the insecurity because. Mm-hmm. That person been cheated on, and it's psychologically damaging to the individual. So they take all those, as we say, you know, all those bad habits and demons over to the next relationship because he'd be mentally scarred. Physically, it's just like, you know, okay, it's like me, you know, you walk in the door and you see somebody sleeping with some, you're sleeping with somebody else in the bed, and you physically see it, but it can be mentally scarred to you compared to somebody who, like, on social media and have a online relationship with somebody that they possibly might never meet, but just the point of them sharing thoughts and spending so much time mentally with that person, some people could interpret that as, oh, that, so they have time to talk to a person on the computer that's not physically there, but not have time for me who's actually here.
Yeah.
So, okay. You know, it depends. To me, it depends on the individual, because both of them is bad. But the difference is, personally, I think the physical cheating is you actually see it, and that could get you killed if it's the wrong person. The mental thing, all I can do is...
Right. I think that would get you killed if it's the wrong person. And I think, mentally cheating, so, I mean, starting that, and the emotional thing, it really, like, the fact that you're like, dude, you're, like, really wanting to spend more time with somebody else than spending with me. You just only want to be around me when, you know, it's necessary. But the both, I mean, come on, let's look at Jenny Jones.
Mm-hmm.
That's why that show isn't around anymore, because, you know, you know, and basically that was emotionally cheating.
Exactly.
David was in love with him.
Yeah.
But you have to think about the things that you do, and you think that, you know, just having sex with someone is going to be the end with someone, but sometimes just emotionally cheating is just as bad.
Yeah.
Because having sex, no matter what level it's on, it's still emotional. If you met somebody the first night and you sleep on the first night, that means that you felt comfortable enough for you to give them their body. Regardless if it's a one night stand or if it's a sexual thing or whatever, you felt comfortable enough to give them your body, because that's mental. I don't care how you classify it, it's still mental.
Yeah, but in a different way, it's a mental or physical attraction.
Not too.
I classify that as emotional, though.
How emotions get caught up if you're having sex with your significant other and say you fantasize about the other person, or you call the other person the wrong name. Then that's how you know, okay, something wrong. Because I've been guilty of that before.
I've been there before
years ago, so I know how that, I've been there before. So that's the wrong answer.
I can't believe I did it. I was like, oh, God. I can't believe I did it, because I was thinking of someone else. But I will say this also, too, is that sometimes you may not be physically attracted to someone, but it's emotional, and this is a girl thing probably more. I'm just saying, I might be wrong on this, but you may not be physically attracted to someone, but they're giving you the attention that you need and that you want and doing things, and then you do the do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because,
They're giving you the emotional response that you've been wanting for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we as women do that a lot. I know men do that too. I'm not saying it's just
women,
but, you know, it's an emotional thing. Emotional things are going to become way more, and it's not even something. And suddenly you become physically attracted to that person.
I actually agree. I agree with that.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I didn't have long distance relationships with, you know, women that, you know, I won't see for months. And we just keep communication going, talk on the phone, email each other constantly back and forth. It was emotional attachment. It was like we was felt that we were there. And physically, you know, I was here doing whatever with other women, but I still kept the emotional connection with the woman who stayed, you know, this woman stayed in Nevada, so we kept this going for almost like 2 years consistently. I mean, we were seeing each other, money, visit each other off and on, but it was mostly mental. And then these other women that I was, like, sleeping with, you know, I asked them to call them the girl name. And they'd be like, what? No, like, what the hell is that? Because it was that strong. So that's why, you know, I can pretty much tell you, you know, it's, yeah, when you, once you get mentally cheating can be damaging. You know, this is much as physical.
Yeah, you know, once someone is in your head, and I do really feel that, once someone is in your head, they're in your body, and they're in your soul. And it's hard to get someone out of your head. It, even if you've never done anything with them, it's just they're in your head, and so you're thinking about it. And that's why I say I personally feel that mentally cheating, emotionally cheating is so much more because they're in your head. And thinking about them, and it's sexual thing. You go to sleep, then you wake up thinking about them. You think about, oh, how much it would be nice just to be spending time with them doing this and doing that. You do that. But you're doing, and you're doing it all day to the point where, and people don't realize this, and this is why I say emotional cheating is more. This is my opinion on this. Because the point where you start to realize you're like, you know, this would be better if that person was with me. Because you're emotionally thinking, even if you haven't even seen this person naked, you're like, you know, I could spend time, I could have a better conversation if this person was with me.
Yeah.
And that emotionally cheating is so much more than physically cheating because you can physically cheat with someone and never think about them again.
You're right. That's why, I mean, you're right. Yep, so you're right. Because it was one point in time, well, I still do it now sometimes. Depends on the woman. If I meet somebody, always give them that warning. I'd be like, look, you know, I'm a different guy. I mean, I know you probably hear that from other guys, but I'm different. I'm more mental, more intellectual. So be careful because you might get hooked to my personality. And I get I warn them all the time. They'd be like, oh, yeah, right. Then eventually, you know, weeks later, months later, I say I'm falling for you, or oh, you're such a good person, understanding and stuff. And I'll be like, whoa, you know. And then I might already establish rules of how far I want to take things, but they just take it way beyond. And I always do that because that's when women start turn. Some correction. Some women turn to them stalkers hiding in the bushes at night. Who the hell are you? You know what I'm saying? On your lunch break, show me the job. Oh, I brought you some food. Hey, what you buy me? Nothing. How you going? I just went there from the whole time trying to scope out to see who around you and shit. Yeah. You get those. So I'm always careful who I deal with. If I meet them on the street.
You have to be careful who you smile to and how you smile to people and how friendly you are with, and I've learned that I have to do that. You have to be careful in these things. And Lola, I'm pretty sure you have to, you think this too, but Lola, I have to say, the thing I was thinking of, oh my God, I had this thing on my mind. What is this? It's so emotional cheating. You have to really, I would say even more, you have to be careful who you smile to, who you say, how you say things to people, because and women, we see it coming way faster than you men do. When a guy, I'm like, I'm not doing anything. You all get all jealous, and we're like, wait a minute. All I said was hi. But it was the way I said hi to him, and I touched his leg because I was drinking a little too much, and I touched his leg or I touched his arm when I did it, and it becomes like way bigger than what it was. You have, we are constantly as women aware of that. We have to, actually we're not always aware of it, but we have to be constantly aware of that all the time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We should be. You might think you're a natural, nice self like me. I'm naturally a certain way when somebody else is thinking I'm doing something special for them. Well, no, this is just how I am. So yeah, you do have to be cautious of that.
Exactly. Like, and that, go ahead. But, you know, especially with you two being, you know, who y'all are and everything, I know that over the years y'all have met people that was just crazy or just off the wall. You thought they was one way and then later on in line you thought that was another way. So if it helped develop y'all safeguards would come to y'all meeting men. I mean,
yeah,
you know, because they...
Yeah, that's what the guy said, if he figured out what to do with his wife, would I marry him? So definitely, we have to be really careful.
Yeah. So, you know.
Because I don't need a wife showing up on my doorstep trying to shoot me.
Telling some who? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah,
you know.
Darling,
you know, that's what...
calling in. We have gone way over what we usually do. So I'm going to have to let you go. I'm so sorry. But
no, it's nothing wrong with that. You know, hey, good conversation. I always like listening to y'all. You know that.
Thank you so very much. And I hope you call in next.
You're welcome.
Good night.
On that note, I have to say, I can't believe how far we've gone over. This is, like, way over, and I apologize to everybody. We have gone, like, extremely over. We're, like, 24 minutes over this week. And, but what's this? We are all over the internet. You can't just find us here, and don't get me wrong. You will also be able to log on tomorrow or any other day and listen to the show. If you missed the first half or the last half or whatever you want to do, we will be here. So all you have to do is, you know, you can find the short link. Excuse me, you can find the short link on. Are you there?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I lost for a minute.
Yeah,
you can also find it.
I'm on Twitter, Lola Lane Triple X, and my sensual secret.
So we have you, Lola Lane Triple X, and you know what? Say that I am absolutely everywhere, but I found out that I am not. So you can find me, Sierra Devi, SIERRADEVI, and I just added another social media to my name. You can find me on Tumblr, too. You can find me on Tumblr. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me, you name it, you can find me. Okay, Pinterest, whatever, and it's always under the same name because I'm Sierra Devi. And you can find me on Periscope. You can find me anywhere. So I hope that you all tune in more often. And I love doing the show. And when you're not tuning in to me, you can also find me at Lola Lane and Alana Evans at thedownloadlive.com. And that is our, and if you want any advice on your relationship or anything you want, just go to downloadlive.com and we do not post your name. So just let you know, it's just random and we will give it to you. On that note, Lola?
Yes.
It was so nice having you here today.
It was good to be here.
I just
want
to say that.
It was good to be here. Obviously, this was a good conversation, so.
It was a great conversation. It was an awesome conversation. But on that note, I have to let you go. So I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening, and everyone enjoys the rest of theirs. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to send you out with something that you know. On that note, goodbye, y'all.
Good night.
She takes my money. Well, I'm in need. Yes, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over town. That digs on me. She kill me, mommy.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke niggas.
She kill me, mommy.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I'm in need.
With no broke niggas. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. She need a bomb, met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I can tell you rock, I can tell by your charm. Far as girls, you got a flock, I can tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one, have you seen her? My psychic told me she have an ass like Serena, Trina, Gina, for Lopez. Four kids, and I gotta take all they badass to show this. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I put up in the Benz, they all got a Benz. We all went to Den, and then I had to pay. If you fucking with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Buster. My best friend said she used to fuck with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. 18 years, she got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday when the Super Bowl and drive off.